You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Today's show will rock you.
So you think you can stop me and spit in my eye?
And school is back in session.
I'm a teacher, so yeah.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, November 4th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. Tom Hanks paid tribute to his longtime friend and former bosom buddies co-star Peter Scolari, who died last month after a battle with cancer. On Jimmy Kimmel Live, Hanks looked back on the two seasons they worked together on that sitcom, where they played roommates who dressed as women in order to live in the one apartment building they could afford, which was female only. He recalled their many on-set antics during rehearsals and bonding over their life goals, saying they were, quote, molecularly connected. Here's a clip from Hanks' appearance.
Peter walked onto the set saying, we have a guy that's going to be the other bosom buddy. And he's already done two fabulous shows that have been canceled. And this, we think, could be the third. So he came in. Peter had, God bless him, I'll miss him every day. He had the body of a gymnast. And I mean, like a professional, like Cirque du Soleil gymnast. He could do like the Iron Triangle and stuff like that. He was a juggler. And to, I don't know how many people like truly do change your lives when you cross paths with them. But he and I met, we picked up the scripts, we started screwing around. And I actually thought, oh, this is it. This is how this works. This is like a hand inside a glove.
Hanks got choked up after watching an extended clip of Bosom Buddies and honoring Scolari's family. You can watch that full clip at EW.com. A new Fire Lord has been crowned. Netflix announced that Daniel Day-Kim will play Fire Lord Ozai, Zuko and Azula's imperious father, in the upcoming live-action adaptation of Avatar: The Last Airbender. The Lost and Hawaii Five-O actor will star as the power-hungry leader of the Fire Nation, who wages war against the other elements and serves as one of the series' main antagonists. In a new interview, Bridgerton executive producer Shonda Rhimes praises star Regé-Jean Page's decision to depart the hit series after one season, calling it, quote, really smart. The TV mogul admits to being a bit taken aback by the strong reaction from fans after it was revealed that Paige wouldn't return in season two, but she told Variety, quote, rightfully, he said, I signed up to do this one lovely story, this closed-ended storyline. I'm good. I don't blame him for that. I think that he was really smart to leave the perfection as the perfection. Not getting enough reality dating drama or class warfare in your life? Well, Fox has you covered with a reboot of the aughts dating show Joe Millionaire, now called Joe Millionaire for Richer or Poorer. This iteration will feature two single men vying for contestants' love, but there's a twist, and I'll let the show's host or butler, whatever he is, explain.
One of these men is worth over $10 million. The other is not.
Wait, what?
Who is who?
Let the games begin.
In the original incarnation of the show, the women were hoodwinked into believing that construction worker and occasional underwear model Evan Marriott was a multimillionaire, when, in fact, he was just an average guy trying to suss out who wanted him for his presumed fortune. But at least he and the eventual winner got to split $1 million in the end. The reboot will premiere in January, bringing together 20 women to date both Joes. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Today's number three pick goes out to all the Squid Game bingers out there. It's the new Korean sci-fi drama, Dr. Brain. debuting on Apple TV Plus today. The show is a gateway for anyone looking to delve deeper into Korean film and TV, and there's a lot of great options out there. This one, hailing from Kim Ji-woon, the acclaimed director of the horror movie A Tale of Two Sisters and the brutal revenge thriller I Saw the Devil. Based on a popular web cartoon, Dr. Brain stars Parasite's Lee Sung-kyun as a brilliant scientist named Siwon, who suffers a horrific tragedy when his family falls victim to a mysterious accident. Desperate to uncover what really happened, he begins conducting brain syncs with the dead, essentially hacking their memories to look for clues, going to extraordinary lengths to solve the tragic mystery, including, at one point, mind-melding with a dead cat. Dr. Brain is quite a ride. You can stream the first episode on Apple TV Plus right now.
Number two.
I see a little silhouetto of our number two pick, The Queen Family Sing-Along, a new ABC special celebrating the 50th anniversary of Queen. Darren Criss will host a star-studded hour filled with killer Queen hits, including such artists as Fall Out Boy, JoJo Siwa, and Adam Lambert, Natch, performing some of the iconic band's signature songs, including Under Pressure, Somebody to Love, and We Are the Champions. Here's Lambert on his performance and why the song he's singing is so special.
I'm going to be singing The Show Must Go On. And from what I've found out over the years, this was a very important moment for Freddie. It was towards the end of his life, and the song took on really powerful meaning for him. It was written by Brian May, and he's told me about the recording session that Freddie was weak, and you know, it was hard for him, but he powered through. And Brian said his voice was just stellar on it. And you can hear it now if you listen to the recording. He sounds magical.
So come for Lambert's take on that song. Stay for Jimmy Allen performing Crazy Little Thing Called Love with an assist from Miss Piggy. Although, why did they just not get the full Muppet Ensemble to reprise their rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody? Regardless, you can let them entertain you with the Queen Family Sing-Along tonight at 8 on ABC. It's trivia time. Throwing it back to 2009, what Queen song did Adam Lambert perform in his American Idol audition? Don't Stop Me Now, Somebody to Love, or Bohemian Rhapsody? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch? We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Hulu's Taste the Nation returns today for a new holiday-themed season, with host Padma Lakshmi showcasing the unique traditions of immigrant cultures throughout America. Lakshmi also participated in our little tradition here at What to Watch by answering the question, whatcha watchin'?
One of my favorite shows is Never Have I Ever. I think the writing is really funny. I think all of the actors do a great job. And as somebody who's an Indian American, it's wonderful to finally see a family that resembles mine in some ways. I also love Big Mouth. I know it's filthy and vile and dirty, but it's so funny. Recently, we just saw Chang'e, which is a great movie. Actually, it's an action movie. And then the other night, we got a sneak peek at The Eternals, which is such a beautiful movie with a lead Asian actor fighting the bad guys. It's great. And it's not really the bad guys. It's very complicated, which is also why I love it. Both movies have beautiful action scenes, and both movies were shot in a cinematic style that is breathtaking to watch.
You can take in Eternals on the big screen starting tomorrow, while Shang-Chi will arrive on the small screen via Disney Plus on November 12th. In the meantime, you can find Never Have I Ever and Big Mouth, both streaming on Netflix, and see Lakshmi in Taste the Nation Holiday Edition on Hulu. And now, the bell's ringing for our number one pick, Head of the Class. 30 years after the 80s sitcom went off the air, HBO Max is reviving it, with One Day at a Time's Isabella Gomez at the head, playing young teacher Alicia Gomez. She'll take charge of a group of overachieving high school students and try to convince them to focus less on grades and more on experiencing life. Amen to that. As you might guess, it's no easy task. Here's a preview.
Welcome to Honors Debate. I'm your new teacher, Ms. Gomez, but call me Alicia. Or my Shira. Little too much? You probably didn't need the word little, but yeah.
Our job, it's not like other gigs. Teaching's a calling.
You're really into this teaching thing, huh?
I'm a teacher, so... yeah.
And that's why it's unfathomable that anyone could argue plastic straws are better.
Solid point. Too bad the topic was the North Korean missile crisis.
I've got nothing. I just like hitting the timer.
You are starting to remind me of my old honors program teacher. He was a giant hippie, too.
Hippie? No, I have 3 degrees. Fine, one, but I was top of my class. Like middle top.
If you recognize that voice there, there's good reason for it. It was original Head of the Class star Robin Givens. The actress is back to reprise her role as Darlene Merriman, now an ambitious lawyer and co-head of the high school's Parents Association. Here is Givens on how it felt to return to the role after 3 decades.
I can't begin to put into words. Like, I'm sure that they were like, what's wrong with this girl? Like, it was so much more emotional for me than I could possibly say. It was like a flood of emotions that stuck with me for a little bit. You know, even there are people, they were like new producers or like PAs that are now like working for Warner Brothers, and like things have evolved, but that walk, like I grew up on stage 5, you know, when you could just walk into that lot. Like I was younger than my youngest son, you know, and you just realize, I don't know, just even talking about it, thinking about it now, is just really emotional for me.
I guess that's what a class reunion can do to you. You can stream the full first season of the new Head of the Class on HBO Max now. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. What Queen song did Adam Lambert perform in his American Idol audition? Don't Stop Me Now, Somebody to Love, or Bohemian Rhapsody? Not too much of a surprise here. The answer is Bohemian Rhapsody. Lambert, of course, went on to place 2nd that season and to join Queen on multiple tours. Clearly, he picked the right audition song. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shana Naomi Crockmall.